It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Governor Nathan Deal's top priority this year is to address struggling schools, and that's what House Bill 338 aims to do. Now, the plan creates a chief turnaround officer to oversee those schools, but there's disagreement on who that person should report to. The bill says he or she would report to the State Board of Education, but some say the state school superintendent should be responsible. In fact, that's what the current state superintendent, Richard Woods, thinks. Some in the media have reported that that difference of opinion has created a strain between the governor and the superintendent. Well, WABE's Martha Dalton sat down with Superintendent Woods to talk to him about the bill, and their conversation begins with a look at that chief turnaround officer position.
We want it to succeed. You know, I firmly believe for this individual to succeed, they need to be within the department. One of the things we can do is that we offer, you know, full support. And I think that in conjunction with that, showing that we as a department, we've proven we can have success. Where we've been able to have individuals working with schools, right now I think that only 16% of those schools that we've had touch with, we have not seen any significant moves. So we've been very pleased at what we're doing. I think we've shown that we can do the job. You know, one of the things I do feel, you know, with the governor, I mean, we've had a lot of success together. SAT scores are up, ACT scores are up, graduation rate for the past 5 years. So, you know, it is a relationship that has worked, and, you know, we look forward to, you know, continuing that.
You mentioned the governor, and there's been a lot made in the press about tension between this office and the governor's office. Do you want to clear that up at all?
For me, there is no tension. I mean, the governor did make a request of asking what we have done. Did we believe that we were ready to, you know, to take on this role? And, you know, we gave him a list of information that I think firmly shows that. But, you know, as far as any tension, you know, it's nothing that I have seen. You know, it's just part of the legislative process. But as I've shared earlier, I think, you know, we have worked together well. And because of that work, over 90% of our schools are not on a failing list. So I think that shows the cooperation that we have and the success we've had together.
You're referencing a letter that the governor sent to your office asking for basically evidence of helping struggling schools. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, it was information, you know, some individuals had said that, you know, we could do the job. And I think that we, you know, really when we look at the letter, we responded, which I'm not afraid of accountability. I think we've asked the State Board of Education to hold the department and myself accountable. But, you know, I think we're very clear with it. We gave a lot of information that clearly showed that we have an existing plan. But as all individuals that have been involved in the process, I mean, one thing that they currently agree on is that it will take time.
Going back to this idea of the chief turnaround officer, you have said a couple of times that you would like that position to report to you, the state superintendent. Right now in the legislation, this person would report to the State Board of Education. Some people may not understand what's the difference. It's the state is the state. You work in the same building. You know, why is that an important difference?
Well, I think you look at the state board. I mean, these individuals, they are only here once a month. They have daily lives. They have work, just as every individual across the state. And so what it would allow us to do is that from an operational standpoint, this would be an individual that would fit within the Department of Education, but it would allow us that if they need to have questions, they just come straight to me, because the board, they have to work collectively. There is no one individual that can make a decision by themselves. So it does help streamline the bureaucratic process and allows us to be more efficient.
Are there other points in the bill that you would like to see either changed or tweaked?
Well, I think as we looked at that, of course, this chief turnaround officer was looking at hiring, I think, coaches as well. I would prefer that to be within the department. But, you know, overall, the bill is a pretty tight bill. I think, you know, it does give, you know, a clear definition of how everything is to operate. For myself, I think, you know, looking at defining failing and underperforming, that is a question that is not clearly defined. And also, I think the funding mechanism, again, that's been somewhat vague. And I think even as a conservative, you know, making sure that we don't create a new bureaucracy. You know, we want to limit government. And I think that by going through my recommendations, that would, you know, assure that stays in place.
WABE's Martha Dalton there talking with State School Superintendent Richard Woods about what's often called the school turnaround bill. Speaking of which, members of the state Senate are expected to issue an updated draft of House Bill 338 later today.